News Radio WJPF, there's a contested sheriff's race in Perry County this morning. Democratic candidate Howard Baxter joining this morning. Morning, Howard. It's good to meet you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You know, interesting your career here. I don't know a lot about you. What one of the first things that I did learn, I thought, was an important fact, and that was the fact that you were hired as assistant chief of police in DuCoin, right?
Yes, sir. This is my hometown. Once I retired from the state police, the mayor offered me this job, and I gladly accepted it.
So how long were you with ISP?
Well, I'll tell you what. I started my career at Perry County Sheriff's Office about 30 years ago. Then I went to Carbondale City as a patrol officer and did that for 5 years. And I joined the state in 99. Then I rose through the ranks from trooper to master sergeant and retired August 31st of 2019.
You learn a lot about human beings on patrol, don't you?
Absolutely, you do. Absolutely.
And you know, and I think that stuff, especially after a certain period of time, starts to help build you kind of an internal database, I think, and especially filling out the reports. I mean, in total, how long have you been in law enforcement and your experience that you think prepares you for county sheriff?
I have been in law enforcement over half of my life, 30 years. And when you're in law enforcement for that long, there's a maturing that happens. There's a growing. There's a wisdom that you obtain because, you know, you deal with people just like you said. And I'm a people person, and officers ought to be people persons. You know what I mean? Because we deal with all types of situations, and I've been in leadership. I have led sworn personnel. I've led civilian personnel. I've worked in administration. I was a special agent with the state police, which is the same as being a detective, and I was in patrol. So my 30 years makes me the better choice and the best qualified to lead the Perry County Sheriff's Department at this time, without a doubt, without a doubt.
Now, there's one thing that you said that caught my attention because, well, I think it's, I don't know how many different businesses in because I was a radio announcer for years and years, and I got into management. I found out that was a bigger challenge than the job I had myself because I spent more time behind the desk, more time having to do things that I really didn't like, building a budget, you know, watching hours. I mean, when it comes to administration, I mean, how much administrative experience have you had? Have you had experience building a budget, applying for grants, writing grants, that type of thing?
Absolutely. In the state with ISP, when I was in the Division of Internal Investigations, I had to apply for a grant because we had a symposium where we invited investigators from all over the world, actually, from Canada, from Mexico, from our country, to a symposium, and we had to apply for a grant. So I have that background. Whenever I served as the administrative officer for District 13 here in DuCoin, you know, you handle a budget. You know, there's overtime that you have to keep track of. And I tell you what, and that's very challenging. I mean, there's protocols that you have to be aware of because you don't want to violate policy. You don't want to do anything against contract. And that's where I learned a lot of my administrative skills is just being the administrative officer for District 13 and working in internal investigation.
Democratic candidate for Perry County Sheriff Howard Baxter joining us this morning. Is there ever been we said this 6 and 8 years ago, hardest time ever to be a cop. I'm not so sure. I'm not sure that maybe now's even harder than it was just a few short years ago. It's not gotten easier. It seems to me from the outside looking in, Howard, that it's gotten harder.
You know, and it is, and it's hard to recruit. You know, you know, the climate that law enforcement has to survive in at this time can be very, very challenging. But, you know, men and women, they're without a doubt, there has to be somebody to hold that line, to stand between good and evil. And as a sheriff, you know, I would have to go out there and recruit to get the best qualified applicants to work in the jail, to be a road deputy. I don't want to sacrifice quality for quantity. You know, I don't want to just fill a gap, just say, okay, we got somebody. Because I'm here to tell you, we have to have good men and women to be in these places of enforcement because, you know, they are the face of Perry County.
Yeah, you can't go with a warm body policy in law enforcement. You just can't.
No, not now.
All right. So is the Safety Act going to make your job easier or harder going forward?
It would make it harder, you know, and sometimes I kind of get a little aggravated just thinking about it. You know, they don't ask the rank and file, the men and women who are on the front line, about some of these laws that the legislature's passed. But, you know, listen, I want the people of Perry County just to know that whenever you call, we're going to be there, and we're going to do our job to the best of our ability. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not happy with the Safety Act. There are some elements that I like. There's training aspects. There's, you know, there's body cameras, which I tell you what, body cameras that I have, I mean, they're the best witness because they're not going to lie. But, you know, but I've been fortunate enough to work with men and women where we don't put ourselves in jeopardy. So, you know, that's never been a point. But, yeah, I tell you what, the Safety Act, hopefully they can maybe do some changing to that. I know that there are a lot of the state's attorneys throughout the whole state. I think the number was 100 out of 102 that, hey, this is a bad idea. You know, let's try to change some things up before January 1. So all we can do is hope and pray that there's some amendments that can make our job easier and not harder to keep offenders in jail.
Yeah, I think there's 3 trailer bills, but I could be wrong, so don't quote me, but I think we're in that area to try to rectify this. So you get to make a change in the Safety Act. What's it going to concern? Is it going to be concerned about people who are in jail now? Is it going to be the trespassing, which I've heard a lot of concerns about? You know, I mean, the pilot program in Franklin County, I think it was only 82% of the people they arrested and put in jail under the new law would be in jail when they ran the pilot program. What has you concerned? What would you fix?
I would fix just, you know, there's certain crimes. I mean, you talk about having second-degree murder. You talk about aggravated battery. These are some of the crimes that they're just looking to do away with this no cash bail. What I would like to see is just to keep those crimes, because they're felonies. You know, felonies, you need to go before a judge before you get, you know, let out back into the community again. So I would just like to see them maybe take away some of the more serious crimes. You know, listen, I mean, driving while suspended, having a revoked license, simple retail theft under a certain amount. Okay, those aren't crimes against people. They're crimes maybe against property, and I'm not concerned with, but it's just these crimes against people that they're looking to do away with cash bail. That's where I have my biggest heartache with. That's where I take exception to.
Yeah, see, and that's interesting on that theft issue, because I have talked to people and says, no, you don't understand. $900 worth of theft in a month can put me out of business. They say it's not a crime against people. It's putting me out of business, so it is a crime against people.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about maybe, you know, breaking into a home and taking a lawnmower, you know, maybe going into the store and lifting a can of soup. You know, I'm not talking about somebody who's going to be taking over a certain dollar amount, like $1,000 or $300. I'm trying to think what the exact price is that makes it a felony, and I think it's either $300 to $500.
Yeah.
But just, I mean, you know, just simple things like that, I would just want to see the penalties stay where they are, for sure, crimes against people.
Before I let you go, we're joined this morning by Howard Baxter. He's Democratic candidate for Perry County Sheriff. Now, it's a contested sheriff race in Perry County this year. We've got time for the elevator speech, and I'm wondering, Howard, if you had 30 seconds with somebody in the elevator, how would you convince them to put the name next to the check next to your name?
I would just tell people, listen, I have 30 years of experience in law enforcement. I have proven leadership. I have demonstrated ability where I can put people in the right places. I can fix what's broken at the Perry County Sheriff's Office. The people that I talk to, you know, they're concerned because whenever they call the sheriff's office, a lot of the response is, well, we don't have anybody right now. That's unacceptable. I want to hire good road deputies. I want to hire people for the jail. And I just want public safety to be the number one priority and let the people of Perry County know that the Perry County Sheriff is going to be there whenever you call us.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for a sheriff in small town Southern Illinois? What's the biggest challenge you face? Money?
You know, I'm sorry.
Money? You think it's money?
Well, you know, there money. You know, you got to have money to hire. You got to have money to pay people. You got to have money to maintain jails, the equipment, you know, uniforms. Money is absolutely one of the biggest contributors to any business, really. And that's what, you know, whenever you look from the outside looking in, you know, the Perry County Sheriff's, to me, it's a business that's kind of been floundering for 8 years. And it's going to take work. Don't get me wrong. It's going to take work. But fiscal responsibility is very, very key. I'm not wanting to lay anybody off. I'm not wanting to lose the jail. I'm just wanting to make sure that we can just go forward from November 8th and just make the Perry County Sheriff's Office better, just like it was whenever I worked there back in 93. You know, we had enough staff. We had a great sheriff. We had it well back then, but things changed, and I understand that. And I know I'm not going to make everybody happy. I understand that. Listen, my business will be the public safety of Perry County, will be those who work for me, will be those who we are sworn to serve and protect. And that's my priority.
Democratic candidate for Perry County Sheriff, Howard Baxter.